university, if you thought that you would, you know, while we're there, they're showing us cadavers, like they're going around and seeing all the things that the doctors use. And I'm just like, listen, I don't know if this is, I don't know if I'm cut out for this.
But
they have, it's a lot. This is a lot. Like, I have to look at the dead frog. Like, what's going on? And so they had a talent show. And mind you, this whole time, I was kind of making friends, but like not like a huge amount of friends. I just had like a couple of girls. They were like really sweet. But I sang at the talent show. And honey, when I tell you, all those kids was like, oh, she can sing, she can sing. And I was like, this is how I make friends. And then I got on a bus and they were like, sing Dangerously in Love. And honey, I started singing Beyonce. I said, oh, y'all can keep your cadavers in your dead frogs that you got to operate on. I'm meant to be a singer. I know this is who I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be a singer.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Kirby right now on World Cafe. We're going to come back in a minute and talk some more about how you made music into your career. But first, we're going to hear you perform another song from your new album. It's called Nasty. It's great. What can you tell us about this song before we hear it?
Honey, this song is for the people versus the system. I think anybody, any color, any creed should be able to relate to the lyrics. And the questions speak for themselves. Answer accordingly.
This is Nasty. It's Kirby live for World Cafe.
Is you on our side or is you faking? Is you trying to leak our information? Is you a prophet or is you for profit? Is you for yourself or for the nation?
A live performance from Kirby. That was her song, Nasty. Early on in her career, Kirby challenged herself to write a song a day. That might sound like hard work, but it paid off when she got a deal to write for some big names. She'll talk about that next on World Cafe.
Happy Monday morning and happy 2026. My name is Dan Gannon. Thanks so much for listening to People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade hosts the Winter Legend and Lore Storytelling Series January 5th to the 6th at 5 p.m. each day, free and open to all. And we receive support from First State Bank of Big Fork with branches in Big Fork and Kellyer, offering tools for managing money on any mobile device. Hometown banking at its best since 1912. FSBBigFork.com. Member FDIC. The Friends of the Brainerd Public Library continue their Brown Bag Author Series today, Monday, January 5th at noon, with local author Candace Seamer. She'll be talking about her historical novels, including her latest, Montana Matrimonial News. Feel free to bring your own lunch or enjoy the light refreshments served. Coming up at 1 o'clock, your volunteer on the river host will be David John, and this evening from 7 to 10, your volunteer on the river host will be Michelle Bedford. Back to the World Cafe.
Welcome back to World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Today, my guest is Kirby Lauren Dockery, who performs as Kirby. Her new album is called Miss Black America. In 2012, you decided to start writing a song a day for a year and posting them online. Where did that idea come from? Because it led to some big places, but let's start at the beginning. Where did that idea come from?
Was it really 2012? Like, now I need to really go back to my YouTube.
I'm pretty sure.
I think it low-key was. Oh, my gosh, girl. Oh, honey, a mere 10 years old, I was writing songs on YouTube, huh? Let's stick with that story. You know what? I've said this story so much, I think sometimes I disassociate from the grief. But what was really going on at the time is I had left Berkeley, dropped out of Berkeley College of Music, maxed out on my student loans, was trying to come back and realized that wasn't going to be an option. And I was stuck in my parents' house, like, what am I going to do? And I had moved to Atlanta because I said, okay, listen, Atlanta is where you go. If you can't go to LA, you can't go to New York. Like, let's move here. And while I was there, my first love from college ended up getting killed in a car accident. And he was a star drummer. Like, he had the presidential scholarship from, he didn't have the presidential. He had a full scholarship for Berkeley. So he only had to pay for like his room and board. Like, he was an incredible drummer. Super great guy, and I was just crushed. I was really taken aback that time could snatch away somebody so young.
Yeah.
And so I just was incredibly grieved, incredibly alone and frustrated. And I know it always goes back to God, but truly it does. Like, I remember that Christmas, I was laying in my bed, and I was just like, Lord, like, What am I going to do with my life? Like, I can't go back to Berkeley. You know, I'm grieving somebody that I really love. Like, I say that I'm a songwriter. Nobody even knows my songs. I say that I'm a singer. Nobody even knows my music. What am I supposed to do? And I heard it as clear as day in my spirit, just write a song a day. So the next day, honey, I got the Discover card. I went up to, what is that, Best Buy, one of those places. I charged me a Canon Rebel. And I just started posting and writing songs and getting my 500 views a day, my 200 views per day. And I remember feeling like, I don't know where I'm going, God. But if I do this every day, something has to change. And lo and behold, around like day 200, after tweeting all these people and DMing people and emailing people, somebody finally responded and said, if she's going to do this many songs in the middle of Mississippi, let's at least give her a pub deal and see if she can do it with other people. And that was one of those moments that changed my life for sure, for sure.
Yeah, what was it like getting that, I guess, that call, that message?
Girl,
what was going through your head?
You know, it was like my fourth time. I had like three things that I thought were going to work throughout that time that just ended up falling through. And so when by the time I had got the Roc Nation call, for to be signed as a songwriter, I was just like holding my breath, but also still not really sure if it was really going to pan out. They just sent me in the studio and it was like, all right, write us some songs. Rihanna, I think at the time, again, Rihanna was working on an album. They're like, write some songs for Rihanna. And so I wrote them some songs, and Jay Brown came in and he was like, we want to sign you. Like, that simple. Like, he just threw out a phrase. I'm like, do you realize this is going to change my life? Like, are you sure? He was like, yeah, we want to sign you.
I'm still sort of just like reeling from you saying that like they brought you down and then put you in a room and were like, okay, try writing some songs for Rihanna. Because I've always wondered what it's like when you're signed as a songwriter. Like, I kind of get what happens if you're signed as a, you know, this is a performing artist, we're going to build your brand, whatever. But with a songwriter, I've always wondered, like, do they just drop you in and be like, here you go, just write?
I was dropped, honey. And I think the dropping was traumatizing for the first like 6 months because I was a bedroom songwriter. Like, I was writing songs by myself in my home.
Right.
And so like when they put you into these environments, for me, I think there's some people who ooze out words. They just can, you know, you can put them in a room with a chalkboard and a guitar and words would just flow out of them. But for me, sometimes I need like a certain level of inspiration, or I just have to feel, I think it goes back to that word at the beginning of our conversation, the safety of the church and the safety of feeling like there is no wrong in here. This is just expression. And so it took a while for me to adapt to songwriting with other people because I just was never comfortable with messing up in front of people that I admired or people that I really wanted to be good in front of. So they dropped you. They definitely drop you, and you have to learn, have to swim and sing and write at the same time. You know, in some rooms, it worked, and in some rooms it does not.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Kirby on World Cafe. In 2016, that's when you debuted as a recording artist yourself with the song Loved By You. I'm going to play a bit of that.
Bless my soul. I've been alone too long. Somebody without someone is no one at all. And baby, all these nights I've struggled and scared that someone your type couldn't see past my flaws. 'Cause I heard that heaven ain't easy to get to.
That was a bit of Kirby, Loved By You. So was that song ever intended to be for someone else? Why did you need that one to be yours?
Oh, girl, that's a great question. Nobody ever asked me that. I just, at that time, you know, I didn't think anybody else would. Some things, some babies, they come out and they look just like you. And you can't put them on anybody else. And I think Loved By You was just one of those ones where I just never even considered. You know, I've always loved Otis Redding, and I thought it was one of the closest I could ever get to an Otis Redding type ballad. And so I just, it was my try. When I listen to Love By You, that was my first time saying, all right, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it for real this time. And I have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
When you're writing for yourself, it sort of changes what you might write about. How did writing your own songs for you to perform change what you wanted to express in your music?
Oh, man. I think you really have to, I'll speak from not even you, I'll say I think I had to ask myself, what is it that I am born to say? What is it that I can say? And how can I say it? And I'm still learning this, Raina. How can I say it in a way that feels so undeniably authentic to myself? And I am forever curious about that. And maybe selfishly so, more so curious about that than I am about getting that out of somebody else.
As we're sitting here right now today, what is it that you feel like you need to say?
I don't know why my life has always, my songs, my music, or like my impact always lends itself to social issues. But I do think that's a part of my calling. I think balancing and telling the stories of the South, the Black American South, racial injustice, and maybe in some way racial. I think if there was a world where I can navigate those stories and my music can lend itself towards like the healing of the great divide in the South and in America.
Well, we're going to hear you perform another song live. I think this ties into kind of a lot of what you were just saying. Mm. I'm talking to Kirby on World Cafe, and you're performing a song for us today that is not from your new album. It's a song you put out in 2021 that was also the theme music for the miniseries Women of the Movement. And it is a real contrast to a song like Loved by You. And I should say that Women of the Movement is set in Mississippi, and it tells the story of Emmett Till's mother seeking justice for him after his murder.
Yeah.
When you watched it and you heard your music as a part of it, what did that mean to you?
You think of somebody like a Mamie Till and you say, if I could do anything that in any way associates myself with a woman with that level of strength and that level of courage and that level of fortitude, I might be on the right path. So I really didn't have words. I just had gratitude because we sing it in retrospect, right? But to live and go through it, there is no song that fully encompasses what she had to endure and what she had, how strong she had to be as a Black mama, losing her son. But to be associated with is with the retelling of her story. It's a sign that maybe we're on the right path. Maybe we're on the right path.
Here's Black Leaves, performed by Kirby on World Cafe.
Black leaves on the Mississippi River. Black leaves in the Mississippi fire. Black leaves in the Mississippi choir. Black leaves on the Mississippi land. And we've got God and cotton. We've got sons and daughters. We've got grit and glory. We've got mama's stories. We've got strength like towers. We've got hope and power. God made woman with an iron hand, raised her up on heaven's land. God made woman with an iron hand, raised her up on heaven's land. Strength like towers. We've got hope and an iron hand raised up on heaven's land. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Listen, black leaves on the Mississippi preacher. Black leaves on the Mississippi teacher. Black leaves on the Mississippi dollar. Ooh, black leaves on the Mississippi land. And we've got God and cotton. We've got sons and daughters. We've got grit and glory. We've got mama's stories. We've got strength like ours. We've got hope and power. God made woman with an iron hand, raised her up on heaven's land. Her up on heaven.
Live for the World Cafe, Kirby performing her 2021 song, Black Leaves. I'm Raina Duris. Black Leaves takes us back to Mississippi. Your new album digs in even deeper. The songs on Miss Black America, they are from you. They're through the lens of your life and your experience. And as you say on the album, your people.
Mm-hmm.
How do you balance your own perspective with wanting to tell a bigger story about this place and this history?
I think I just only try to tell mine. I think I kind of release myself from the responsibility of sharing all of Mississippi's story, because my Mississippi is different. My Mississippi story is one of someone who was bounced around between Memphis and Hernando. You know, my Mississippi story isn't as deep Mississippi as those who are from Meridian. You know what I'm saying? Like Crit and Hakeem Ali from Jackson. Like there, I had to own to listen. There are people more Mississippi than me. They might say I'm a pretty city Mississippi girl. And I think for me, I have only one objective on this album and on this journey, and it's to tell the radical truth from my lens, from my experience. And I think, like you said, what we talked about earlier goes back to, like, how do you find that authentic voice to sing it in a way and sing it in a vocal way and language it in a way, the only way that you can. And I think that goes back to telling your story.
You have one more live song to play for us today from the album. It is called Jump the Broom. It's a very sweet love song. And I know jumping the broom is a Black wedding tradition. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a bit about jumping the broom and its significance?
Listen, honey, it's just a call to action for my future self. That's all. It's the most selfish song on the album, honey, because that's just what I want to be doing, honey. I'm ready to jump it, okay? It's nothing too deep about that. I wrote that one for my future wedding, honey. I would need a song to play. And so there's nothing. My parents have been married 48 years, 49 years, I believe, in a few weeks, it'll be 49. And there is, when I think about Black love, I do not have to look too far. I just have to look over my shoulder. And so this song is just to honor them and honor that love and to hopefully, make my ancestors proud and have a jump in the broom experience of my own someday. So yeah, that's just a good old love song, honey.
Performed live by Kirby. This is Jump the Broom on World Cafe.
They were nothing next to you.
Kill the pride, I think it's
On World Cafe, Kirby performing Jump the Broom from her new album, Miss Black America. Kirby has been my guest today. It's been so wonderful talking to you, Kirby. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for this conversation.
Thank you, Raina. I know I was looking up in the sky the whole time, I haven't done one of these interviews in a while, so I wanted to make sure that my thoughts were clear and everything. But you have a voice of a therapist. If I'd have known any better, I would say I was on a better help call. So thank you for being welcoming in your tone, girl. You're welcoming. So, so welcoming your tone and spirit.
Thank you so much. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.
This is People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. Good morning. My name is Dan Gannon. Cohasset Parks and Rec has a full moon hike tonight, Monday, January 5th at 7:30 p.m. Meet at the Clay Boswell Public Boat Landing. Bring a headlamp and sturdy shoes. We receive support from Lakes Tax Advisors, where Ron Berg and his staff offer tax, accounting, and payroll services for Minnesota businesses with locations in Grand Rapids and Rush City. More information at lakes.tax. The Headwaters Quilt Guild meets Tuesday, January 6th at 6 p.m. at a stitch-in time in Bemidji. Member Donna Olson will share stories of her recent trip to Bali, along with her experience of making batik fabrics and teaching classes there. Happy Dancing Turtle invites all ages to participate in their winter bingo scavenger hunt now until January 15th. Look for 24 items on your bingo card with a special focus on animal tracks. Find a registration link and more details at happydancingturtle.com. And now we'd like to return you to more from the World Cafe on KAXE KBX.
Before that quick break here on World Cafe, you heard a session with Kirby, and maybe you could hear her dog huffing near the end there. We tried to teach him mic technique, but it was tough, and he was so cute that we couldn't tell him to leave. We might even hire him. If you missed any of that interview, or you want to catch up on past ones, subscribe to the World Cafe podcast. That way you can make sure you're on top of things going into the new year. Back into your music now, Counting Crows, Daylight Fading.
Tell me I'm alive. Well, I heard you. wonders back. Get lost, get lost before we turn to dust.
from their album Sinister Grift that came out last year in 2025. Doesn't that sound weird? Doesn't that sound weird to say 2025 was last year? Panda Bear, Fairy Lady, wrapping up this hour of World Cafe. Thanks again to Kirby and her dog for being on the show today. And thanks to World Cafe senior producer Kimberly Junod for her work on that session. Also, thanks to our affiliates across the country. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duris. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. And by Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dan Gannon. Thanks so much for listening. Take a quick look at weather in the listening region today. Some patchy fog throughout the early part of the afternoon. Cloudy, highs 27 to 32 with overnight lows near 20 and a chance of freezing rain in the Brainerd area. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly cloudy. Temperatures 22 to 27. Overnight lows around 15. And Wednesday, partly sunny. Highs in the mid to upper 30s. Our KAXE question of the week is, what are you looking forward to this year? You can text us at 218-326-1234. We received support from Hug Hydronics, committed to making in-floor heating simple, providing in-floor heating solutions for both commercial and residential. More information at hughydronics.com. And you can find the latest up